So Rav Simen is enough. But the mute basre of the Simen is loigorat in the jugular veins. Now you have to cut open the jugular veins in order to allow all the blood, while it's still warm, to come out. So for the same reason, you have to shecht, you have to cut the mute basrels. Because it's only the jugular veins, so the blood that is aroused at the time of the shrite runs through the jugular veins, but not through the kone and the ration. On the contrary, the Rambam says in the Akimeshi we shouldn't do it. In other words, because Shittas Rashi is that the Yeshia even in Yudbas. So then we have a problem. The pierces the mute basra this morning. Why not? So the Akimeshi says that one of the reasons might be because after all the Rambam is doesn't pass on Rabbi Yehuda's din because he holds that Aloch is like a Rabbanon and you don't even have to do it lechatchile. So mainly since there are many who are even bevridim, they are not meig. So because of that they are not machmir. There is no reason as to why they should be machmir to even to cut open the mute basra of the simon. So suppose he didn't cut it open. In other words, this shita is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only lechatchile, the cutting of the vridi. But they have a ditzmuta. Why? Because kibbeli kachpeilte. But the rosh shita is that here we don't apply the halacha of kibbeli kachpeilte. So mele, if he boiled it as a whole without cutting the vridi first, so then yashlech vridi, and then he has to cut off kidei nitile. Because al ditzli, it's mavliya kidei nitile. We, according to the Rosh, we don't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpilte because we consider it as dam be'er. Kidei nitile dafke bevrid namgenekei. Veloi bishochitim. She tzrichim lichotron. Kibbuya besimen samachei. Ayim ha-sheyach tusham bazeh. So there in simen samachei, it's mentioned about the other veins in the tzavo. So the other veins in the tzavo, so then there are two days. So also the chatchile, you have to cut out the veins of the tzavo because of the dam. But the Eved, so there are 2 days. One day is that if you boil it without taking out the veins of the tzavo first, so then it only asks can they clip it. And then there is another day that doesn't answer it altogether. Now, why here? So can they nitile and there can they clip it? So there is a difference. If there is a difference in the dam, between the dam of the vridin and the dam of the other chutin, the other veins in the tzav. Kiruvi etzba, that's the shiur of nitilin. Peiru shreichef etzba, kmo shikosu bisimen kofei. So, vim nimlach kach, misirin hakin achutin bishom. That's the main shita in the Rambam. In other words, that even though, so the Rambam really holds that even though in regard to tzli, we don't, in connection with tzli, we don't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei, but in regard to meliche, we do apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei, because, you see, if it is dam plate, so then we apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei, bein in tzli, bein in meliche. If it's dam bein mamesh, so then we don't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei, bein in tzli, bein in meliche. But here, it's not damben mamesh, and it's not damplete mamesh. So, in connection with tzli, we do apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei. In connection with meliche, we don't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei. And in connection with meliche, we do apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei. That's why the Rambam paskin simnim lachkach misiraki echud bishoy. V'yesh machmirin liklif zol v'achutin. Because we treat it, even in connection with meliche, we treat it like damben. So, maybe we can't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeltei. או מסיר להקים איכות במישורת, אמרים לקבל לקח פלטה. ויש מחמירים, סביר לי דהבק מדם בין ממש, ולמיקר דם פלטה. So the question is, מון אפשר, so what's the first lotion? He holds that it's not dam bein, it's dam plate. So he means, so he should say completely like they says. So it is partially like dam bein, and partially like dam plate. So memele, in connection with tzli, we don't apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeilte. In connection with meliche, we do apply the aloche of kibbeli kachpeilte. Now, v'im bishle sholeim mechati tom nakir achuti. V'ashor, im yeish mechol ma shebikdeiro, kedi levat lahadam, שבכל החוטים בסמך is muta. החוטים בסמך is muta. So, נראה. So we need 60 measures נגד the dam of the breeding. And since we don't know how much dam there was in the breeding, so we have to be mishaya the maximum. What does it mean? The total size, volume, weight, the total volume of the dam, of the breeding, because we don't know exactly how much dam there was in the breeding. So the tas is nearly from my kind of the cement salik base. Chtichatz when asis nevel, afim bishol isurim, hochetzorich she yeh samer beiseif leva, vim lav, tzorich samech neget koloei, v'chini se bishimen samer talet, sif yudveiz, bikrum shal yiseres akoveit. So the tas is that here the mechaber only requires 60 neged the dam of the vridim. So, and since we don't know, since we don't know how much dam was contained in the vridim, so we need shishim neged the size of the vridim, not more. So that means, even let's say, suppose in the pot he put in the whole chicken, the whole egg, unsliced, uncut, and then there were other things. I mean, there was soup, there was vegetables, I mean, all kinds of things. So according to Pesach of the Mechaber, if in the total there, in the chicken and the soup and the carrots and all kinds of vegetables, there is 60 negative size of the breeding, so it becomes bottom. So the Taz says, that's only the Mechaber Lishitos. Because the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Nefrai, that the whole Halacha of Tichanas is Nevele applies only to Basar B'Cholov, but it doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. So Memele, since the according to Mechaber, there is no Halacha of Tichanas is Nevele by Shor Yisurim, Alachas Kamo V'Chamo, that the Din of Isadoguk doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. Because the Halacha of Isadoguk, that's a corollary to the Halacha of Tichanas is Nevele. There are some who agree with the din of Tichanas Nevele Gabi Kol Shor Yisurim, but they don't agree with the din of Isadobuk. Isadobuk is an extension of Tichanas Nevele, even though it's in the same Chatiche, but since one Chatiche is Dobuk in the same Dere, but since one Chatiche is Dobuk to the Isaiah, so then if there is no Shishim in the Chatiche that is Dobuk to the Isaiah, so then the whole Chatiche that is dovuk to the Isa, that is cooked with many other chatiches, so we require shishim neged, not only neged the Isa, but neged the whole chaticha that is dovuk to the Isa. So that's a corollary and an extension of the concept of Tichanas Nevele. According to the Mechaber, that the halacha of Tichanas Nevele doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim, al chaskamo v'chamo, that the halacha of Isa dovuk doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. Mashenkin, according to the Ramo, that the way we pass that Tichanas is Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim. Mimele, the corollary also, that Isadovuk, we apply the halacha of Tichanas is Nevele to Isadovuk. What does Isadovuk mean? Isadovuk means that if, let's say, you have a piece of chelev that is dovuk to the liver, or is dovuk to the kidney, whatever. So, and then there is no shishin in the kidney or in the liver, neged that small piece of chaylev, so then the whole kidney or the whole liver becomes echticha de yisure, and then we need shishin in the other chatiches in the pot, neged, not only neged the small piece of chaylev, but neged the whole liver and neged the whole kidney to which the small piece of chaylev adheres, is dovuk. So here too, so if, let's say, suppose he cooked in the pot, he cooked the whole chicken, uncut, unsliced, and then he had other things there, carrots and all that kind of things. So if there is shishim in the off, neged, the size of the breeding, fine. But suppose there are only 59 measures in the chicken, neged, the size of the breeding, so then the whole chicken is an isadoguk and becomes osea. So then we need in the other chatiches, the carrots in the soup or pieces of meat that he put in the same pot together with the chicken, the whole chicken. So we need in the other chatiches 60 measures neged the volume of the whole chicken, not 60 measures neged the volume of the breeding. Neged the volume of the breeding. Now, the shach is chelik. The shach is chelik on the tas. And the Shach says that even according to our psak, that Aloha of Tich Atunas in the Vele applies to Shor Yisurim. And the Mele, the Aloha of Isodov also applies to Shor Yisurim. But here, we wouldn't require, even if the chicken does not have 60 measures, nege the size of the breeding, we won't require 60 measures in the other chatiches, in the pot, nege the size of the whole chicken. Why? So he says, and that's the Shach Lashitosi. Because the Shach, in Tarubes, we discussed it many times, that there is a machlikes, there are two pshotim as to why we say isadok. So the shite of the Shach is, one time of isadovok is, that's the shite of the Shach. That why do we say that by isadovok, so we require a shishi neged the whole chatiche that is dovok to the isa? Why? Because, so the Shach says, because if you have, let's say, a piece of chilev that is dovok to a kidney, or dovok to a liver, dovok to a certain chatiche, and then you have other chatiches. So memele, as the chilev is nivla in the gdeire, so first it is nivla, it concentrates, the blie is concentrated in the chatiche hadok, in the chatiche haduk. Then, after some time, in the course of the cooking process, so it spreads out. But at first, the whole blie of the chilev is concentrates. It's nivla in the chticha druka, in the kidney, in the liver, whatever chticha that is dovuk to the chilev. Then, after that, in the course of cooking, it stands on fire for a long time. So after the whole blie was concentrated in that chticha dovuk, in the chticha druka liisea, so it spread, it comes out, and it spreads out in the whole dairy. So since at the first stage, the whole blia was concentrated in the chticha adruko, and then it spreads out to the whole dairy. So mele we applied the aloche to the chticha adruko. We applied the aloche of tichanas nevele, as if they had been cooked in two separate times, in two separate parts. That's the shach. Another explanation is because sometimes, let's say if you have a kidney to which a small strip of chilev adheres, or another chatiches, boso, let's say you have a piece of loins to which a chatiches chilev adheres, and then that's the dovok, the chaticha adruk, the chilev joins and it's dovok to the loins or to the kidney or to the liver, whatever. And then you have other chatiches. So sometimes the cooking boils up the chatiches, and one chatiche becomes boiled up for a moment, just for one moment. Then it pushes down again, but through the heat. Sometimes one chatiche pushes up above the rating. So at that moment, this, and sometimes it's just the reverse, that the chatiche that has the iser adhering to it, so it remains within the rating, and the other chatiches that are not dovuk are boiled up. So that moment when the other chatiches are buoyed up, so and just that chatiche to which the isar is dovuk remains submerged in the reitef, in the soup, so at that time we consider that just this chatiche was cooking in the pot, and the chatiche that is buoyed up is not being cooked together with the other chatiches, as if they had been in two different pots. So maybe at that moment, suppose you have many chatiches. Let's say you have many chatiches in the pot. And then let's say, and this is a piece of chilev that joins, let's say, the loins, the kidney, the liver. That's the chaticha duk. And then you have another big chatiche. So normally, everything is below the ratef of, below the level of the ratef. So, Memele, this chatiche, together with the chatiche adruko, have shishi neged a strip of chilev. But suppose, one moment, this chatiche, that is not adruko, is buoyed up above the level of the ratev, as if it hadn't been, so that moment, It is to be considered as if it hadn't been in the pot, as if it had been taken out for a moment from the pot. So the only chaticha that remains in the pot within the level of the reitev, below the level of the reitev, is the chaticha adruko. The chaticha adruko by itself does not have shishim. Neged the chilek. So mele it becomes osea, as if it had been cooked separately in the pot by itself. So then we certainly apply the aloha of tichanasis nevele. Then when the other chatiches also are pushed down below the level of the reitev, so it's like cooking a piece of chilev in a pot with one chticha of eter, and after it is finished cooking, you put that chticha of eter that was cooked together with chilev in another pot with other chtichas of eter. Then we certainly apply the aloha of tichanasis nevele. So mele, even though it was cooked in the same pot at the same time, but because of the possibility that maybe one chaticha boiled up, was pushed up above the level of the reitev, and at that time, so there was no shishim in the chaticha that was below the level of the reitev, so mele became chaticha de yisure. So after that, we require shishim neged whole chaticha, not just neged his. Oh, that's the task. That's the task of shat. So the shach is chilek on the taz. I mean, he doesn't mention the taz, and the but in the kodesh akesef he says, "I am a shekosafti b'sifzikei and sifkot neches dein das harav ramoke." So he says, now let's see in sifches what the shach says. B'chol ma shebegdeil tzorchi on the kamsos marav kivam chaba v'chein posim b'tirer chatzeshon uvisodom posuk harav lekamus iman veiz gabileiv di tzor shebeiv gufe samer keneged alei. And if the whole chicken does not have shishim neged the breeding, so then we should require shishim in the other chatichas and neged the whole chicken. The tzas says in chaname. Sifresh kosav de mash kosav tu de khalak de mishar na mish doz li time di sfir la am gnoy moy is dovuk she li tsorg li is this is dovuk she nidri sam khat khan shene in other words the preacher says the same thing that the taz in came with the don in akter mit stare vi nire what is khalek and the preacher and that mas biomi and that taz vi nire di dasara av de khim dav gni mat mon in ben dam hil kakim she mafsik min adam vayf אין מאיי ליפער יבייך משוד וואגים של דיר דותיי מדי סדוב קומיש שנקבע בתחיל או בתיחה הדבוקו או חדיקה מסימנאים בייס מה שאין כי נוח. So he says, so it's the shach which he does it. Because the shach, in many places, in Simlaim Veiz, and in other places, the shach says that the whole reason as to why we say, by Yisadovuk, we apply the Aruch of Tichanas Nevele, because by Yisadovuk, usually, so the whole Bliye becomes concentrated in the Chticha Adruko. Then later on, in the final stage of cooking, it starts spreading out. But at first, in the first stage of the cooking classes, everything becomes nivla in the chticha adruko. Then, when the chticha adruko has been cooking for some time, so it spreads out. So mele for a certain period in the cooking classes, this was beleya, the chticha adruko was beleya everything, and then it starts to spread out. So mele at that stage, we apply the aloche of tichanasis nevele, and then mimele, so then when it starts spreading out, it's like taking that chticha advuko out from this part and putting it in another part. So it's only shayach in the case where the chticha advuko is likely to absorb the whole bli at first and then to be paleted. So mimele, we apply the aloche of tichanasis nevele. Mashenkin here, in the case of reading, so when the dam of the vridin is not concentrated even for one moment for in the eve, but it immediately starts to be nivla in the whole day. This is what he says. The time is a double commission shenivla bitchilo bichticha advuko or kamas imavis mashein kinoch. So that's the shach which he does it. But the taz all over he accepts the other explanation of isadavuk, because maybe one chaticha. Maybe one chaticha of heter, maybe one chaticha of heter, the chaticha advuk of iser was boiled up. So mele, at that moment, it was in a separate pot. So that is shayach, That is shayach even by vridin. That's the reason as to why the Taz says that according to Pesach of the Ramo, that there is a loch of isadavuk. So if there is no shishim in the off, negative vridin, we require shishim in the adachtira, something the negative hole. Alright, now let's see also Sifyut in the Shach. Now, so the Nikulis HaKesef says, and this, when the Shach wrote the Sifzikeyen, he didn't see, he hadn't seen the toys off. But then when he saw it, so he says, Nikulis HaKesef, Ayim HaShikosafti B'Sifzikeyen, Dein Da'as HaRav Ramoki. Now, Sifyut, V'imbish L'sholei Mechatit U'menakir HaChutim V'asho, Im Yesh B'chol Ma'ashe B'gdeiro, K'ibrabat L'hadam, She'b'chol HaChutim V'samech, Muta. V'samech Muta. Kosav Abach. The don the kaimelon the kamen simen tzadik beis. Chtichen ases the veilen. Bichol yisurim. Tzorich samech gam kein kineged haklipe shenes chotchila bimlichim. So the Bach says, now here the Mechaber says, that if he boiled it in a pot, in water, so then it asers, so the dam of the vridin becomes nivla in the whole day. And the dasar is the whole day, all the chtichas nedere. Unless the whole chtichas nedere, the totality of all the chtichas nedere, the soup and all the chtichas, have 60 measures, negative reading. So you only require 60 negative size of the reading. But the Bach says, no, we require more than 60 negative size of the reading only. Because before you boil the chicken in the pot, you have to salt it. And Melicha itself is, according to one shite, is Mavliya Kedeklipe. So Memele, even before you put the chicken in the pot, so it became also not only the vridin was there, but the klipe, the periphery of the vridin, Kedeklipe, was also there. Now when you put it in the pot, so you need chishim, not only negative vridin, but negative vridin plus the klipe of the vridin. This is what the Bach says. Because of a bad, don't they come and see the grace? Chtichanas in the veil, the Holy Surin, so some are going to get a clip, which is not true. We think because of all of Shemaril, whom we with Akimesh, we near a king that's a rabbi, the Rashatashon, whom I saw some card. Even though that the same Ramor in the Akimesh mentions it, but since here he doesn't say it, so apparently here he doesn't agree with that. Let's see. V'chei nire dasa terezo v'sha acheni. V'nire, but the question is, the Bach's tiny appears to be a very strong tiny. So he says, "When you're in the sphere, you're bringing the tefas and veile. I'll be mocking shachticha atzon esra menisinta. Avloi beklipe. She osro chachomim. She hui chumah." So he says a big chiddush that the whole aloche of tichan asis neveile does not apply when it becomes osake deklipe, where it becomes osake deklipe. So in other words, so he says as first, "V'chein kosav biisa veheta." Klal Choftez, Din Beis, B'Shem Ramnetan. So he says the reason is because Shehi Chumre, because when it asas a klipe, so it's only a Chumre. Now, that means that every kid a klipe, where it becomes Osea, is a Chumre. Now, we discussed it, in Bosa Becholov, we discussed it, because there appears to be the Psak of the Ramo, the machlekes between the Ri and the Rivo, and in the Rosh, the Ri and the Rivo, if something was became Nesak and the Klipe, and you cannot be Kaleiv, whether it's Oseh or David it's Muter, so there is a Shita that David it's Muter, so the Shach over there applies it to a case when the Klipe is not Neda, so then there is Bittul of Yovich B'Yovich, but there is one Shita that it applies to every klipe, even if the klipe is nika. Even if the klipe is nika. So, and then the shita of the creation place in Basa B'cholov is that it only applies to Basa B'cholov. We explained that when we learned Basa B'cholov. Anyway, there is one shita that every klipe that is osea is only osam d'abra. It's not osam d'arais. But that's not according to all the shitas. So, Mimele, this apparently is based upon the premise that whenever something is osa kedei klipe, so it's only osa merabonon. So memele, we don't apply the aloha of tichan asnevi. V'chein kosa b'isaveta klal choftes. Din bein v'shim rabetam maram. V'chein kosa rabbi yiruchim. B'shein yishu foshim. V'fi b'si yosem. Do yamrinon b'chtiche nasis nevele elo kishimedes bifnei atzmo. Avoloi b'klipe. וגם אתי זה פרק ידענושה דפתה לקבוב בשם רב נולזה ממיץ וירושו מזכיר הסבור הזה. But actually the Shach here he combines two separate chittis, because first he says דילוי אמרים לך תכנס נביא ללמוקים שחתיך עצמו נעשרו בניסן טעם אבל לא יבקלי פשוס חכומים שירחומו. So he emphasizes the fact that it's a chumrem d'rabon. The implication being that if the kini klipe would be midraise, so then we would apply the halacha of chtichanasis nevele. But then he mentions the teisve singid anoshet atzalik vov, and there teisve says something else, that the whole halacha of chtichanasis nevele, even according to the Rishenim, who apply it to shor isurim, so he only applies to a whole chatich. But it doesn't apply to a mikzas chatich. So when do we say chtichanas nevele? Let's say a whole chatich, a separate entity, was bilei aiseh. Let's say a chatich has bosom that has a value, let's say, of 9 zaysim. So it was bilei aron kazais of chayim. So then you cook this chatich. You put this chatich, that this 10 volume chatich that was bileya, one kazayis of chile, you put it in another part with other chatiches, so we need in the other chatiches 60 measures, neged 10 gzaisim, not neged one kazayis. According to Rabbi Ephraim, we only need 60 neged one. According to the other Rishayim, we need 60 neged at one kazayis. But it's a whole chatiche, it's a chatiche by itself, it's a unit, a whole entity by itself. Mashein came where something was bileya only kidei klipe. So not the whole chaticha became osa. And then you cook that chaticha, that not the whole chaticha became osa, but only the klipe of that chaticha became osa. You put it in other chatichas, you don't need shishim, neg the klipe of that chaticha. So what's the pshat? Because even the Rishenim who say, like the Ram, that Tichnas Nevele applies to Shor Isurim, so it's only in the Rabbanon, because of Xerim Shemosa Mecholov, but Midrai say, Tichnas Nevele applies only to Mosa Mecholov. But the Chachomim were misaking that the result should be Aloche, as Xerim Shemosa Mecholov, it should apply to other Isurim too. So Memele, the Chachomim only applied this Takone to a separate Chatiche, not to a Mitzvah Chatiche. So Teisves in Gidanoshe, Daftzalik Vov, doesn't base it upon the fact that it's only in the Rabbanon. And Teisves even says in Tambidolo. Teisves, in the Teisves, he starts the Aftalik Tzalikvobom at base, the last Teisves, the Dibra Maskla, Film Rishosme, and then Teisves says, do we have Rinon? Oh. Teida. Dibichol Mokim, now the first line of Tzalik Zayin. שאנו איסכים כדי קליפה, עמי אינו איסי כדי קליפה חיזה ואיסיה מה שאצלי, ובעניין זה יסר הכי, אלא היינו טיימה, לפי שינתם הוא איסרי וכלל יסר מדי קליפה. והרב רב לזה ממיצו עם החליק, משום לא אמרינו חתיכה עצו לסנבלה, במקצס חתיכה, אלא בכל החתיכה, ואין זה טעם. That's the יראים שיטה, and this says אין זה טעם. So, the יראים שיטה is not based upon the fact that it's only a חומרי מדרבון, like that שיטה, אמין אם בוסה בכלו, according to some poskim, that every kini klipe is only osam rabbonon midraise not. No, even if it's midraise, but the chachomim are not misaking. Chticha atzma nasa nevele, in shor isurim to a mikzas chatiche, only to all chatiche, to all chatiche. So, but here, so he mentions this teretz, but he mentions different poskim. First, he says, "We need to discover the amrech tnas vilam mokim shachtichas from nasnes from nisim tam." Avoloi bikli peshos chachomim shiruchumo. V'chein kosav bisav heter kol chavtez din beish im ram tam umaram. V'chein kosav rabin yeruchem. Oh, so then he says, "V'chein kosav." So that is based upon the fact that it's a chumre ba'alme. The implication being that if the kliklipe would be osam in raise, so then we would apply the aloch of tichas nevele. Then he says, "V'chein kosav rabin yeruchem." שאין איש מפורש מפי בסיוסף להברית הסביבה אל כשאימדת בפני עצמו אבל לא היא בקליפה וגם התייסת ברגיד הנושה בשם רם ויורוש שום הזכירו ספור הזה there it's not as not because it's a חומרם דרבנו but because the חכום הוא עונת מסקים דהלוך להבטיח לנס הסביבה to a mixes חתיך אוי תהיה שלימה אוי שלי שלימה ולא יאמרינון שנעס הסביבה במליך ואף אגב די משמשום דלמטר על המוקים עצם נרובי דווקא מכל מוקים הוכה קים דיי שיצד להתר וגם יש פיסק מתיר. So then he mentions another shit, that's a big chidesh. I mean, even though in Taruves the Shartan never mentions it, but here דווקא in Lechashchita he mentions it, which is the Taruves like a chidesh. So there is a shit, there is one shit that the whole aloche of Tichon Aseres Nevele is only shayach in Bishul, but it's not shayach in Lechem. Now again, as far as Bosa Becholov is concerned, I think the Primigodim says that. So, when by Bosa Becholov, so, Chetichan Ases Nevele is Midraise, so Memele it will apply to Melicha too. But, when is there such a shite that it doesn't apply to Melicha, it only applies to Bishol, that is by Shorison. Because by Shorison, there is no aloche of Chetichan Ases Nevele Midraise. But it's only Midrabono Nesik Seirem Shim Bosa Becholov. So when is a chayach to make exerem shim basa becholov by shor isurim by bishl? So by basa becholov itself it would be midraise if it's there a bishl. So mimele by shor isurim midrabon. Masheim kein by miliche. So by basa becholov itself derech miliche would only be osam midrabon. So mimele by shor isurim it would be like exerem. So that's another shit, a big chidesh, that the whole halacha of tichon ases nevele by shor isurim does not apply to miliche. What's the heads there? Because it only applies to Bishul. Because why would the Chachomim misakir Tichon Ases Nevele by Shor Isurim? Mishum Gzeirem Shem Bosa Becholov. So by Bishul, by Bosa Becholov, it's all it's Midraise. So Memele by Shor Isurim, it's Midrabon. Masheim Kein, by Eldin Liche. So by Bosa Becholov itself, it will only be Midrabon. Because there are Bishul of the Teiro. So Memele by Shor Isurim, it's not even Bosa Becholov. Oh, but we don't pass like that. Ve'afo gav dimash vashom. The way material of Mokim Hefzid Merube. So we apply this kule that al di miliche, derech miliche, we don't apply by Shor Isurim the aloche of Tichon Ases Nevele, only Mokim Hefzid Merube. So Shorim Mokim Hefzid Merube, we don't rely on this poskim. So he says, but here, since they're according to the Ri and according to Teisves, so the whole aloche of Shechitas Avridim is only lechatchile in Malim Rabbi Yude, and the Eved we say kibelei kach beltei. True, we don't pass like that, but there is the shita of Teisves that he doesn't pass altogether, not even kineklipe. There doesn't pass even altogether in meklipe, and especially in meliche. So the Ramo himself, who doesn't pass like Teisves in regard to in connection with Sli, but in connection with the Meliche, he does rely on the Shita of Teisves, that it's considered like Tamplete, and Mimele we apply the Aloche of Kibele Kapelte. So Mimele, here, we don't have to be Machmir, and require 60 measures, not only negative reading, but negative the Klippe of the reading as well. He says, Oy dis lem labri es nas de vele mliche. Kus kos tiras khal kol abkhis. Vi ab gad mas shom ma to makem shnu kubi dav kim kom roche. Kim di shi tsat leheter. Vi gab ye spes kim atir de be da fil binitz leif shon. Vi konch kim mliche. So de mliche the main day in the Ramo himself is that he doesn't taser. So even according to those that even according to the machmirim, but we don't have to be machmir so much to require shishi negative klippels. אם כי יש להתרע ושוי בקסם רובי, וכן כוס מרן, סיד פרק לבוסו, בהדי, הוא הביא בסיוס בסימס הגבייס, דהוד בכל איסור עם תכנס נבילה, היינו משום שגוזרו אותו בסו בכלו, ולא גוזרו לדומיה, דבוסו בכלו דרבי שלו עשו תירו, ולא יבין מליחה. But Mashiach in Bosa Becholov itself, so I think the Primigodim says, so then it will be Osam Lerabon. So we will say, Chetichan Ases Nevele, Midrabonon. But by Shor Isurim, it would be like, Zero is it. All right, I mean, that will be enough. Now, I would like to start very early tomorrow. And I would like to cover Simen Chof Gimel, and also, if possible, I mean, at the first CV in Simen Chof Dalet, that is up to Sif Yudalet, but we're definitely not going to cover beyond Sif Yud. No, beyond Sif Yudalet, I mean, because Hagome starts with Sif Yudalet. אמר רבי למרב, כתב אשר מביאו לך שחיתה עושה ואיך במשחיתו עושה. ראו לו לך שחיתה, שיר את ראש אחלו דהגרום מביאיקו. שיר קיצה. הרי שישכו לשחית והביע יודי כאילו שקום הרע שחיתה, וישו במילה במשה ובמילה ולרוצן, וחוז הרוע אחר וקום השחיתו עושה השחיתה פסול. עם שור שיר או שיר, וחמו שיר או שיר, כדי שחיתה אחרת. So, the two mentions very ישיר את הרשאים. Now it's all based upon the Gemara, eh? Gemara da Flamed Veis. Now, no flat of the Zimmer Dalla. No flow sakim vig bion, no flow kilo vig bion, hishre the sakim go off, bo chavir, vi shok ad, vi shok ishri the psur. The pshim and aimer, vi shok it be. Alright. Mike is shrite on Marav, can ishri the beim acheres. Amor Rav Kanan Rav Asa Rav, can ishri the beim or beim or beim flave, or do my beim or leave. Omole, we have a badichne be bichvive di shayle. Itma. So here I have a machlik between Rav and Shmuel. Omar Rav, can ishri the beim or beim or beim flave. So Rav is a machmir. In other words, that if he took a pause in the course of slaughtering enough the for the time that it takes to slaughter enough, because that's much less. You only have to shecht one simen, not two simoni. So it's already she. This is Rav. Shmuel Amar Aflu Beim Rov. So Shmuel is a maker, practically. He's a maker. Because it takes more time to shecht the behemoth than it takes to shecht an off. So even when he shecht an off, even though enough time elapsed within which he could shecht an off, but if not enough time elapsed within which he could shecht the behemoth, so it's not possible. So Rav is a machmir and Shmuel is a maker. וכן כי עושה רובין אומר רבי יחן אפילו בהם רוב רב חנין אומר כדי שיובי בהם אחרס וישחית יובי אפילו מעלמן נוסעת לדבר כל אישורי אומר רב קופה אימדס להתיר לי כבנאי. This is Rashi's Gersa, because the Rosh is Geiris באימדס להתיר עסקינו, but Rashi is Geiris אימדס להתיר לי כבנאי. So in other words, so there is a machlekes according to Rashi on this question, as to whether we are only Mishaya in the time that it takes to shecht the behemoth, to do the act of shechita itself, but we are not Mishaya in terms of the time that it takes to prepare the behemoth. After all, you cannot just, even if the behemoth is in the slaughterhouse near the shechet, it still requires certain preparation. You have to put it down. So the behemoth. So it takes some time to put down the behemoth, to make it ready for shechita. So according to one mandoma, we are only mishaya in terms of the time of the act of shechita itself, but we do not include in the time the period that is involved in preparing the behemoth for shechita. According to Reb Chanine, we also include in the shear period the time element involved in preparing the behemoth for shechita. Oh, there's a machlekes. Amre marove mishmei Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina kedei sheyadbeno v'yabetzeno v'yishchetako l'dako v'gaso l'gaso. Now, so he says, Ike ben Chanine, Eimedes kan umchoseres atol al eretz ike ben Reb Chanine lerabi Yechanan. Rabi Yechanan mishaya b'shchut lechude v'Reb Chanine bo yatol leushchid. That's Rashi shita. Teisves the Rosh is geiris not Eimedes lahatil klunaye Eimedes lahatil askino. Now we do is no machlekes, but maro machode v'loy plige. Rabi Yechanan doesn't discuss the element of preparing the animal for shchite. He only discusses the time element involved in the act of shechit. And so he discusses as to whether we determine that in each mean according to the time that is required in that particular mean, or we determine it according to the time that is required in doing the act of shechit in the behemah gasa. That's the machlekes. But he doesn't discuss the element of preparation. Then Rav Chanina discusses the element of preparation. But there is no machlekes. One discusses one thing, and the other one discusses the other thing. No, so according to the Rosh, there is no shaila that we have to include the preparation and the element of preparation also in the period of Shia. Period of Shia. Alright. Now then, Dako li Dako. ושיר זה עם הדעקו משארים עם הדשחית הזה בעימו דעקו, לחבוס. ואף אגב תראה ורבי יחן הלכת רבי יחנן, כי אם דקום רבי יצא ברב חנינה בשיטו של הרב, דום הדעקו לדעקו, וגסו לגסו, ממילא שמאמינו ואיף לאי ועבדינו לחומרה. So how does How does Rashi pasken? Rashi is a machmer. He paskens like Rav. Like Rav. That they ate leave. And then, in the other machlekes, he also paskens like Rav. We have two sets of machlekes. One machlekes we have between Rav and Shmuel, as to whether we have the Mishayer, ate leave, or ate bibehimo. So he paskens, in that machlekes, he paskens like Rav, lechumre. That we have to pass, we have to be Mishaya, Eifli off, and Dako li Dako, and Gaso li Gaso. And then the other machlekes is between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanine, as to whether we should include the time spent in preparing the animal, in being marbid the behemo. So you also pass for Chumre. You also pass for Chumre. And that we do not include. Because if we do include the period, so it's a longer period. If we do not include, it's a shorter period. So he passes everything lechum. Now, Teisa says, Rach posak ishmuel. Not like Rashi, that passes like Rav. V'rabichen, the amre behim leif, v'kuntres posak lechum rek Rav, v'amareif leif, v'kaim amroi damaro v'kavosi, v'amre dako leidako kaso leidaso, v'kolsh kleif leif, v'yeitza choluk leif me behim v'mashachluk in dako megaso, v'gam ba'oloches delis posak kaso leidaso v'dako leidako v'eif leif. Now let's turn to the Rosh. That's the paragraph test in Rosh. Michael is schritte rabo mit schritte beim acher ist mit Maris schritt. Nicht mehr rabo mit schritte beim 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 frei. Ich muss mal beim lei. Kosse rabo mal bier rabo beim lei. Wir haben Khalino Mark ist hier beim acher wie ich. Ja, wir dafür mal um. Und das da schon. Suppose that the behemoth is on the south side and the sheikh is here. So, do you include the time that it takes to carry over the behemoth, to transport the behemoth from the south side to here? That's impossible. In other words, we are dealing with a case where the behemoth is in the room with the sheikh. But all that is necessary is to prepare the behemoth that is just before him for shrit. רבי יש בחנין כי ילבן לי יבצן לי שקש בקש דקו דקו הוא פוס הקרש הלוח הקרב בשביל סוב רבי יש בחנין כבוסי ומדקו מדקו הוא מיל יש בעניין דועדים לא פלוף ויהיה אפשר לפוס הקרבי יש בחנין מה שנח לו קרב רבי יחנן ויחי הוא בנאי אבל מה שהיא שמורה ברבי יחנן הוא שמיע דו הבינו שיר עגבו ועבו צהלוח הכמייסו ולא יקרה בי יש בחנין אבל לפי יש גירסה שהוא יקיה דגרסינו נאמר אף פופי ממלס להתיר נראה דרבי רבי יחנן הוא שמוע ודיד רקלום בשיר עגבו ועבוצי ולבואו לפורי של השחית את המסניס אם ישארינם בשחית את בהימו לאוף ואינם הבהימו לבהימו ואיף לאוף אבל כדי שחית אלו יבואו לפורש אם נעים השי או שי השחית אלו ועדו הוא ישם הגבוה והבוצה הלו בכלל כדי שחיתי ומה שלו פירש הוא הם פירש הם בו רבי יסי ברב חנינו הוא פירש והמסניס נקוי ולא ילדים רב רבי יחנן ואין שמאמר חיליק על רב חנין so he is חיליק על רשי and he says that no one is חיליק על רב חנינו that the time element involved in preparing the behemoth for shchite, the behemoth that stands before the sheichet, lishchite, is included in the period of shir. V'chaim mashma mitir divrei valfezal, sh'arevi kol divrei rav v'rabi yechanan l'shmuel posak aloha ki rabi yechanan l'shmuel, v'hevi divrei rabi yisi b'chanine, kedei shi'agbeeno v'yabitzeno v'yishchei dako l'idako v'gaso l'gaso. So he says that there is no machlekes, even though Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan don't mention one word about preparation, the time element involved in preparation, because they don't discuss that, because this is not an issue between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, so they don't discuss it. What they discuss is the question as to whether behemo lebehemo, veif leif, or behemo lo. The preparation element is not discussed by them. So Mimele, we certainly, if we say that there is a machlekes, then it's shayach to say that we pass in sins, we pass like Rav, and Rav doesn't mention the time element involved in preparation, that means that we don't include it in the period of Shia. But since he is, according to the Girsa of the Rosh, there is no machlekes on that, so Mimele, we is not Girsa, Imeres Lahat Elike Benai. So Mimele, even though Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't mention the preparation, the time element involved preparation, but that does not mean that they are chilek. One could argue, even according to the Girsa, even according to the Girsa of the Rosh, according to the Girsa of Rashi, then there is certainly a machlekes. But even according to the Girsa of the Rosh, that there is a machlekes. Because after all, Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't mention one word about the preparation. Only Rav Chanina and Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina mention preparation, not Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So he says that it's mashma from the Riv that there is no machlekes, even though they don't mention, because they are not concerned with the child. There is no machlekes in regard to the preparation. There is a machlekes as to whether behemel off or off the off. Oh, uma shall heavy the Rav Chanina. שגם הוא יש לשיר הפוצה ובוח הניח תווי כי נלוך את רביס בחנין בכל דברוף לפי שרביס בחנין פירש תווי שיר הגבוי והבוט כי יש לי דגליק מאחר שפוסק הבא אופס הלוך את רבי חנן דומה בין מלואוף ובוסק נעמה הלוך בבינון שיר כדי הבוט כי משארים לנו בין מלואוף אם משארים לנו כי שיר הגבוי והבוט זה בין מלואוף היא כי שיר שחית אז בהם הוליכות ומסתבר אז נאו יזי סוף. Now, what does he say? What is the Loshna Gemara? Loshna Gemara, כדי שיגביהנו וירביצנו וישחית דקו לדקו וגסו לגסו. So, in other words, so as far as the act of shchita is concerned, it varies. דקו לדקו וגסו לגסו. And the melee we assume, a flame. That's as far as the shchita is concerned. How about the preparation element? Do we say that the preparation element also so varies in each mean? In other words, the shio shio in a behemo gaso is the time that it takes to prepare a behemo gaso. It takes more time to prepare a bull for shrite than to prepare a lamb for shrite. So when he says dako li dako vigaso li gaso, is that limited only to the act of shrite, so that has to be determined dako li dako vigaso li gaso? But as far as the preparation is concerned, so it does not have to be determined in terms of each being behemo, or it's the gaso. It's the preparation that it takes for a behemoth, the time that it takes to prepare a behemoth, gasot lishchite, even in the shchite of idako or not. That's his song. Ki yish lidagnik. Me'acha sheposak avalfes halochek rabichre. Di omar behemoth lehi. Uposak namah halochek binon shiye kidei abotze. So avalfes paskens like rabichre. Like Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, not like Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanin. So, he passes like Rabbi Yechanan, kidei afilu behim oliov, is a meikil, doma behim oliov, uposak na mahaloche, dibinon shiye kidei harbotze, ki misharinon behim oliov, I misharinon, ki shiyo hagboye varbotze, behim oliov, oi ki shiyo, Shchitas behemo lechud. So in other words, he has a sofik according to Rav Alfas that he paskens halachic Rabbi Yechanan, and he paskens Rav Chanina's din that the time element involved in preparing the behemo is also included in the shear period. So his sofik is now Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say anything about the preparation element. He only discusses the act of shchiting. So Rabbi Yechanan says afilu behemo, but he doesn't discuss the preparation. So, does the same thing apply to the preparation? That according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we always have to be Mishaya in terms of the time required in a behemo, even enough, we have to be Mishaya in terms of the time required to prepare a behemo gaso and to shech the behemo gaso. Oh, since Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say anything about preparation, he only mentions the act of shrite. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only requires behemo leof in regard to the act of shrite behemo leof, But in regard to the preparation, in regard to the preparation, so we have to determine it in terms of each min behemo that he shechts. In other words, let's say it takes 2 minutes to prepare a behemo gaso for shechita. It takes 2 minutes to prepare a behemo gaso for shechita. It takes 1 minute to prepare a behemo dako for shechita. Now, it takes 1 minute for the act of shechita in the behemo gaso, and it takes half a minute for the act of shechita in the behemo dako. So, according to Rabbi Yechiel, that Rabbi Yechiel, the Rif says that Allah is like Rabbi Yechiel, afilu behemo. So that means even when you shecht an off, let's say, takes a quarter of a minute to shecht an off, and at the behemo gaso, it takes the act of shechita in the behemo gaso, takes a minute. So the shiur in an off would be the time element involved in shechting the behemo gaso, which is 1 minute, plus the time element. So there are two alternatives: 1 minute certainly, that's the act. So when you shecht an off, so the time element involved in preparing the behemo gaso for shechita is 2 minutes. In preparing enough for shechita is 5 seconds. Now, the act of shechita enough is a quarter of a minute. The act of shechita in the bimagaso is a minute. And preparing a bimagaso for shechita is 2 minutes. So now we pass. The Rif says we pass like a bechanan. So that means at least 1 minute there must be in the shiur of an off, because we determine the shechita, the shiur of an off, in terms of the shechita of a bimagaso, and the shechita of a bimagaso is 1 minute. Now, does it have to be the shiur shechita of an off 1 minute plus 2 minutes, or a quarter of a minute plus 5 seconds? So that's the sum. ומסתבר דבשחית אז בהם או לחודם משארינון ולמקילינון כל ההי לשייר בהגבויה והרבוצה דבהם או לאוף דבהם או לאוף. So it's a very strange thing that the Rosh says in the Rif Shiti, that even though the Rif passes like a Bechnen, afilu behem o lof, and he's a big maker, but that only means because Rabbi Yechiel doesn't discuss the preparation element. He only discusses the shechita element. So as far as the shechita element is concerned, so there we have to be mishayir behem olof. But as far as the preparation element is concerned, we have to be mishayir eifriyot. Now, what is the time required to prepare enough for shechita? Probably 5 seconds. But the time required to prepare a bull for shechita might be 2 minutes. So in other words, so he says that it's mistaber, that according to the Rif, so we separate the time element involved in the act of shechita and the time element involved in the preparation. As far, he paskens like Rabbi Yechiel. But Rabbi Yechiel doesn't discuss preparation. Rabbi Yechiel discusses only the time element involved in the act of shechita itself, and who discusses preparation? Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine. Now Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine says, "Kli shagbieno v'yavitzeno v'yishchet dako lidako v'gaso v'gaso." So since Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine mentions, he spells it out, "Yagbieno v'yavitzeno dako lidako v'gaso v'gaso." So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine certainly holds that we have to be mishayer the preparation of each min in itself. Not, we shouldn't be mishayer the time element involved in preparing the Benegasa in connection with the Shechita Sof. So that means, according to Rabbi Yisrael Chavanine, in view of the fact that the time element involved in preparing an off is 5 seconds, all you have to do is just to grab the off and that's all. You don't have to work hard in order to submit the offer shechita
just 5 seconds. So even though the Rif Paskes like Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't discuss the preparation element. He only discusses the act of Shechit element. Who discusses the preparation element? Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Yisrael and Chanina says, Dako l'dako v'gaso l'gaso, m'meila ho adin of love. So m'meila, the net result is very strange. That so the Rosh says that it's mistaber that when we are Mishaya, the she or she and enough, so we have to consider the two elements, there are two elements in Shia. One is the time element involved in the act of Shechita itself, and the other is the time element involved in the preparation. In the preparation. So in regard to the act of Shechita, we have to be Mishaya, Beimo Gaso Liof. So we are Makili. But in regard to the preparation, we have to be Mishaya. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't discuss it. Who discusses Rabbi Yisrael Chanina? And Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, Dako Lidako, Vigaso. Vigaso. So Mimele, we pass like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. So we see, so from this Rosh, it's mashma, that the Shio Shie of the preparation and the Shio Shie of the act of Shrite are two separate halachas. In other words, that different criterions. Alright, this is what he says. We establish that Behemo, we could be shining on the Kalina Kulahai, the Shire Bagboy, our bots in Behemo. Uvoch and Nicham Mashiav, the Rabbi Ismachani, if she peered with Wolf, had boy of our bots in Dako, because of the castle of Bavley. Vafa Gardina, Alochic may say, Bishop is Dako, Dako, but Rabbi Ismachani mentions the act of Shrite and the preparation for Shrite. And he mentions Gasol, Dako, and we got to both. So there is definitely a machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Chanin and Rabbi Yochanan in regard to the act of Shechit element. So they only pass like Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanin says the contrary. Masha'inkin in regard to the preparation element, in view of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't discuss it altogether, we don't have to say that he's chelik on Rabbi Yisrael Chanin. In other words, it's two separate halachas. Alright, now let's see the two. וחמו שיהיה שיהיה כדי שחית האחרס ופוס הקרשי כדי שחית הסבאים או גסו לשיהיה סגסו וכדי שחית הסבאים או דקו לשיהיה סדקו וכדי פלייב והר די שחית סודר רשי זה מחמיר מפסקס לקרב והר שחית דמשר אינם בו יהי שמרים דהיינה ברבוצה וימדס לשחית שמשר אין אל ברדי חתיכס הסמונים בלבד ויהי שמרים שמשר אין ברדי שיגבינו ויעביצנו וישחיתנו. So that's Tolu in the other machlekes, the two kersois. Whether we are gere is like Rashi, in medes lahar v'itzike b'naye, so there is a machlekes, or like the Rosh, be medes lahar v'itzike askinum. So in other words, so we have one machlekes v'sheni, as to whether we include the element of preparation, or we don't include the element of preparation. Umiu emisharim bidrishitas klasimonim elu lichtei shchitas rov shuach shchite v'chin kasvaram. That's a chiddush, because we could argue too that rov simon is enough, but in view of the fact that rov simon could be enough on the basis of rubik ikule, so mimele the essential thing is the whole semen should be slaughtered, should be cut. But if he cuts rov semen, it's considered as if he caught the whole semen. So mainly we could argue, since the essential thing is theoretically, he has to cut the whole semen. But if he cuts rov semen, so who make it cool? So it's considered as if he caught the whole semen. So mainly in determining the time, so we have to be Mishaya in terms of the time that it takes to cut the whole semen, because on a theoretical level, the whole semen has to be cut. And why is it good if rov semen is cut? Because the ply will be kikule. So then the question arises, do we have to be mishaya in terms of the time that it takes to cut rov semen, or in terms of the time it takes to cut the whole semen? So the Torah says, rov semen. El deshchit asrov shuach shashchit. V'chein kosav haramba. Elo shechilik beif, שכוס הבידקו כדי הגבוה והבוצה הוא שחית הסדקו
וביקסו כדי ארבויה וארבוצה, ושחית את גסו, ובעיף כדי שיגביה בימו דקו ויאבצנו וישחית.
So in other words, the Rambam shit is very strange. The Rambam paskens as follows, that with the shi or shi in the Beim Agaso is the time that is involved in preparing the Beim Agaso and in doing the act of shrit in the Beim Agaso. In determining the shi or shi in the Beim Adako, so is the time that is involved in shechting the Beim Agaso, in shechting the Beim Agaso, and in shechti, and in preparing them. And the time element that is in determining the shi or shi in the Beim Adako, so we have to determine it in terms of the time that is required to prepare a Beim Adako and also the time that is required to do the act of shchit in the Adako. So far so good. If that is all that the Rambam had said, the Rambam shita wouldn't be strange at all. So then we would say that the Rambam pastens completely like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine says, "Kidei shiyadbeno v'yabitzeno v'yishchi dako l'dako v'gaso l'gaso." But the Rambam, it becomes difficult because it's in regard to off, in view of the fact that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanine doesn't mention off altogether. Who mentions off? Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, "Kidei shchit beimo beimo v'yifu off," and Shmuel ma'afu beimo. But the Rambam doesn't pasken like either Rav or Shmuel. He pasken like Rabbi Yisrael Chanine. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanine doesn't mention him. So mele the Rambam deduced that according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanine, why doesn't Rabbi Yisrael Chanine mention him? Because Of does not have its own shioshi. Of does not have its own shioshi. And mele the shioshi is nema, according to the Rambam. So the shioshi of Vigaso, the shi or shi of a Beim Agaso is determined in terms of Beim Agaso. Beim in regard to the preparation, Beim in regard to the act of shrit. The shi or shi of a Beim Adako is determined in terms of Beim Adako. Beim in connection with the preparation, so, and Beim in connection with the act of shrit. But the shi or shi of an off is determined in terms of a Beim Adako. So in other words, Of and Beim Adako have the same shi or shi. Why? Because the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav, he doesn't pass like Shmuel. He passed like Rabbi Yisrael Chanine, and Rabbi Yisrael Chanine doesn't mention Of. Why doesn't he mention Of? So the Rambam deduced from it, because Of doesn't have its own shi or shi. It has the same shi or shi as the Beim. Which Beim? So it's Mistaber. It does not have the shi or shi of a Beim Agaso. So the smaller one. After all, so Beim Agaso has its own shi or shi, is determined in terms of the time required to prepare Beim Agaso and to shecht in Beim Agaso. Beim Adako has its own shi or shi, is determined in terms of the time required to prepare Beim Adako and to shecht in Beim Adako, and Of is determined in terms of the time is required to prepare Beim Adako and to shech Beim Adako. That's the Rambam shita. Uravalfes afil lidako leiv misharinon kidei shechitas gaso vehagboso vearbotsoso vilozei hiskim adeinu avizal. So everybody, the prishe, everybody, the taz, everybody raises the question against the two. He says, Uravalfes afil lidako leiv misharinon kidei shechitas gaso vehagboso vearbotsoso. So that means v'chein v'loze hiskin adeini ovizal. Adeini ovizal. So it's mashma from the Rosh of the two that according to the Rif and the Rosh, so we are mishaya, the shia of a dako in terms of gaso, bein in regard to the preparation, bein in regard to the act of shrite. But this is not so, because the Rosh says umistabre that even though the Rif paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, but in view of the fact that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mention preparation and Rabbi Yochanan only mentions the act of shrite, so when Rabbi Yochanan says afilu b'imugasol off only vis-a-vis the act of shrite, so we determine b'imugasol off, but vis-a-vis the preparation element, so it has to be determined in each mean separately. This is what the Rosh says in the Rif, and it's mistaba like that. Why is it Mistaba like that? Because after all, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mention preparation altogether. Who mentions preparation? Rabbi Yisim Rab Chanine. And Rabbi Yisim Rab Chanine says, Dako li dako, as far as preparation. So too, Rabbi Yisim Rab Chanine mentions Dako li dako as far as the act of Shechita also. But there we have a Rabbi Yochanan that is Chilik, but as far as the preparation, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mention it altogether. Why should we introduce another Machlekes? But the two says Urabal Pesa Filidakulov, Mishagin on Kineshritas Gaso, Vaboso Varbatoso, Vilose Hiskimadinovizal, Eloshekosa, Avogadim Shagin on Kineshritas Gaso, Vaboso Varbatoso, Haina Dafkil Bemo, Avlay from Shagin on Kishritas Bemo Lehud. That we didn't go over that Rosh. So that the Rosh says that Ligabi of, we don't have to include preparation altogether. Because when do we include preparation? When there is a substantial time in preparing. A beimogaso takes a lot of time to prepare. It's not so easy. And the beimodako takes less time. But there is also time. But enough. I mean, a split second you can prepare the off for shrite. All you have to do is just to take a hold of the off. I mean, KRFI you can do it. So you could say, true, it's clarifying, but that clarifying cannot be ignored. So the Rosh Hashanah is, since you can make the preparations in enough clarifying, so mainly the time element involved in preparing enough is to be ignored completely. So that's the, but this is the Rosh says. But he says, "Uravav fesafil dakulov misharinon kideshkidas gaso vaagboso." So that's difficult. So the Prisha has that kashi. So the Prisha explains the lotion of the two. Misharin. Kideshritas gaso vaagboso vaasoso. Kideshritas gaso. He doesn't say kideshritas gaso. Vaagboas gaso. Vaagbotas gaso. He says kideshritas gaso vaagboso vaasoso. Kideshritas gaso. Even in a dako, but hagboso, the hagboye that is peculiar to itself, gaso li gaso, vidako li dako. And that's why the two uses the lotion hagboso varbatsoso. He doesn't say kideshritas gaso, vihagboas gaso, vihagbotas gaso, but kideshritas gaso, vihagboso varbatsoso, gaso li gaso, dako li dako. This is how he explains it. Because that's not by the Yivshite, so you go to Chumre. V'ani mile be'iv she'achshir b'simen echot. Avul be'iv be'imika k'shi yoshia b'shchit asmiut ha'achin shel simen rishin. Af al pi she'helich ve'heiv der shchit eposl kim she'shochat riv asimen miut ani she'achoshev k'shochot. So that's the pshat, according to Rabbi Neishis, pshat in Teisves, this is the abaye of the Gemore, show b'miut simonim. So there are several pshatim. So Rabbi Tam says that there's reference to Miut Kam. He has to be reference to Miut Kam. And according to Rashi, it is reference to Miut Basre. And according to Rabbi Neishe, it is reference to the Miut Basre, to Miut Basre, that where he was engaged in Shchita all the time. So like this, Afilu Shochat Kolayim, so it's kosher. So that's the Abaye, but maybe since he was Shei Kolayim in the act of Shchite of the Miut Basre, in view of the fact that it could be eliminated altogether, so Mele, even though he spends time in Shechting it, so there is no Shia because he spent time in Shechting it. Lifluk, the Abaye of the Gemore, according to Rabbi Neish's Pshat, is on the following question. Now the Aloche is that Rav Simon is known. So what's the pshat? That maybe, that's the Abaye, according to Rabbi Neish's pshat. Whether on a theoretical level, you have to cut the whole Simon. But if you got Rav Simen, so then we apply the principle of Rabbi Tikule. So Mele, if he does share, it has a Chaleshem Shchit. So Mele, even though he spent the whole day, there is no Shia. Or here it's not on the basis of Rabbi Tikule. Maybe here the Aloch Lemishim Sinai declared that even on a theoretical level, we don't have to shech the whole simen, just Rav Simen. So Mele, it's not even necessary to shech the whole simen. So if you don't shech, it doesn't even have a chalishem shchite. So Mele, it's shchite. So it's Mele chie. So it is just like spending time in cutting the leg of the behemoth. So would you say that there is no shie? If it has a chalishem shchite, so even if he spends 10 hours or 24 hours, it's a sakin ra. So it's no shie. But if Alpidin, Rod, the whole semen doesn't have to be cut. But essentially, only Rav semen has to be cut. So if he cuts the mute basre, he doesn't even have a chalishem shchite. That's the pshat in the Abay of the Gemara, according to Rav Yisi pshat. So he says, so he passed the chumre. Kim sheshochat riva semen mute anisha choshev kishochot. Umashin isakiv in a nechshav. In a nechshav. מן השחית ובא בקחית ביוד ורגלו והיין לבאי דרובה שעוד מי את הסמון אמאו וחד פירושי ורשם פירוש באי דרובה בשעוד בלי דבסר לא חיי וכל כך אפילו במדבסר של קונן שובשת פייסר לשיר לפי חושך את רווח לברוב בשניים בים ושעור לומוס מוטף שיקן על ראשון מה שיער זה וישרת וחיי כוס והלוח את דלס שעוד מי את הסמון אם בים בתחילו ומסוף עושר והרמב״ם פירש במיות קמה אבל עם שוחת רוב אחד בעיף וריב שניים בבעים ואפילו שעור ארבע קשיר עד כאן כוס על דבעיף לשייך שיהיה ביקונה, שימשוך התרומי ושואה בי כבר נגמרה שחיתה, וכשירו, וימשוך את מיעוטי, חיזה ושייכת כל זמן שירצה, אלו בבשת לבד, שייך שיהיה, במיעוט קמה, ובבהימו אב ביקונה, כגין ששואה לאחר ששוך התרומי. So he says, according to all the rishonim, הוא הכי לכאן רע שם לוחס דילס, so it follows that there couldn't be פסול שיהיה in enough in the קונה, because it's more than If he shee in the mute kame, so chotzikone pogum, veisif al shchitose, so it's kosher. And if he shee be mute basre, so be mute basre, according to all the shenim except Rashi and Alochas Deiles, so there is no psil shee. So memele be off, except according to Rashi and Alochas Deiles, that there is a psil shee be mute basre. So, except according to Rashi and Alochas Deiles, we couldn't visualize a psul shir in off in the column. Only in a veishet. In a veishet miut kame. Not in a miut basra. Vade, of course, according to the Rambam and according to Rashi and Alochas Deiles, so there could be a psul of shir in an off in the column in the miut basra, not in the miut kame. Because chotikone pogo, the shit of the rimigash, that Rabbi Kmeigan Dagoyes mentions is that there is a psul shie even in the north in the miut kame in the kon. Now that is difficult, that shite of the remigash, because in the miut kame of the kon in the north, why should it be gorua for chotikon epog? All right. Vadini overos al kosafu vashkris vitzol tasniagim vahachme kirash. In other words, that we have to be machme rashi shite and to passel a shie in the miut bas. שוחט אוב ושוח בי ונידי ניקב הוושת עם לב חיזה ושיח את הקונה לבדי במוקים אחר ומניח השיומוס ובדיק הוושת בפנים אין מייצי טיפס דם בידוע שלו ניקב וקשר. Alright, now tomorrow there will be one shear, it will be just in לחשריטה, and you have to be prepared on חוקימו and up to סיפיות ווייז in Chovdalet, and then Wednesday there will be Shia and Thursday there will be Shia. Well, I intend to finish Hilcha Shchita before Pesach. Went over the tour. Simen Chov Gimel. I want to go over the Mechaber and Ramor and Simen Chov Gimel. Kol Tavoch Shenidei Hilcha Shchita Osea לאחר משלוטו עשה הביא להם שיהיה דרוסך לא דאגרו מביקו שיהיה כיצד הרי שהסחיל לשחית והגביע יודעי קדם שיגמר השחיתה וישו בין בשגג בין במזיד בין בינס בין ברוצן ובו הוא יחיה וגומר השחיתה עם שור כדי שיגביע בהימו וירביצנו וישחית
Now, v'shio shie bei v'ulvei medako, kidi sheyagbia bei medako v'yarbitzeno v'yishchet. Reva simoni, or ad reva simoni, shehu echsher shchite, shchitos ipsu. Now, so he mentions here, hoiso bei medako, shio shio shioso, kidi sheyagbia bei medako v'yarbitzeno v'yishchet. It's a very strange shit. Now, in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, so first we have the machlokes between Rav on one hand and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other. Rav says, "Kidei shchitas behima lebehima veiflei." Shmuel says after being leave. So Rav is the machmir, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon are the meikil. Then Rav Chanina says kishia v'beim acheres v'yishchet. We made it lahati. So there are two gersoyes. Either we made it lahati or kibenaye. So according to that gersoy, there is a machleket between Rav Chanina and the other amoraim, because Rav Chanina says that the preparation is included in the shia. And according to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, they don't mention preparation. Only the shchita, the act of shchita itself, is included in the shiur, not the preparation element. It's not included. That's according to Rashi. According to the Rosh, so be imedes lehatil, imedes lehatil askino. So in other words, there is no machlekes. But Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon discuss one question, whether we are mishayaret in terms of that behemoth itself or in terms of behemagaso, and Rav Chanina discusses another question as to whether we include the element of preparation in the period of Shi, the period of Shi. Right. Then, Amr Rabbi Ma'arovin, Mishmeid Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Kedei Sheyagbiyoeno, V'yarbitzeno, V'yishchet, Dako Lidako, Vigaso Ligaso. Eif Leif is not mentioned. But he says here, Kishat Beeno Vyabitseno Yishri Dako Lidako, Vigaso Ligaso. Now the Rambam paskins that by Behimo Gaso is determined in terms of the time it takes to prepare and to shecht a Behimo Gaso. And the Shie for a Behimo Dako is determined in terms of the time it takes to prepare and to shecht a Behimo Dako. So then you would expect, as far as off is concerned, it should be determined in terms of the time it takes to prepare. All right, an off doesn't prepare, doesn't involve a lot of time to prepare. You just have to grab the off. But, all right, so it's very little, the time. But there is. So we would expect, since vis-a-vis a gaso is determined in terms of gaso, everything, the preparation in terms of gaso, the act of shchita in terms of gaso. So vis-a-vis dako is determined, everything is determined in terms of the dako. So vis-a-vis off, it should also be the time that is required to prepare to submit the off for shchita and to shech the off. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Gaso is determined, the Shia of Gaso is determined in terms of Gaso. The Shia of Dako is determined in terms of the Shia of Dako is determined in terms of Dako. And the Shia of Off is also determined in terms of Dako. Not in terms of. We have to understand, why is it so? Shia Keita. Hoyso beim dako shio shio so kish yagbi beim dako vi abtsano vi ishri vi mo ise gaso kish yagbeno vi abtsano vi ishri u vi
So eighth is determined in terms of that. We have to understand. So apparently the reason as to why the Rambam, of course, what is his mokeya? The mokeya in the Gemara is the lotion of Rabbi Yisrael Hanini. Eif doesn't mention. Why doesn't he mention Eif Leif? So some Rishonim say, and Eif Leif, and some Rishonim even use the expression, Kolshken Eif Leif. Kolshken Eif Leif. So in other words, why the Kolshken? Because the difference between the act of Shrite and Nidako, and the act of Shrite, and the preparation in Idako, and the preparation and the shchite in Igaso is very little. Still, we don't say just because it's very little, so mele, we should determine the shi or shi and Idako in terms of Gaso, because after all, there is very little difference in the time that it takes to shechti Idako vis-a-vis the time it takes to shech the Gaso. Still, we are makbi to determine it in terms of that balchai itself, slachas kama v'chamo, that off with that there is such a big difference, a relatively big difference, the time required in preparing an off and shecht an off, than the time it requires in preparing and shechting a bull. So they use the expression kol shmei v'off, but in Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael Hanini means Eviyof, but the Rambam holds no. Since Rabbi Yisrael Hanini mentions Gaso and Dako and doesn't mention off, that means Gaso is to be determined, the she or she, and Gaso is determined in its own terms, and Dako is determined in its own terms. But off doesn't have a she or she in its own terms. So it has to be determined in the terms of either Gaso or Dako. So it's more mistabea that it should be subject to the lesser Shia. Because Gaso is a bigger shio in time. There's the shio is Rambam. So that's the mokel. But what's the hesper? So apparently the Rambam holds that the hesper is very simple. Now, shio is aloch l'mish b'sinai. All the five things that are mafsi the shchit is aloch l'mish b'sinai. But this aloch l'mish b'sinai is explanatory of the posik of Zavachta. In other words, Zubachta means Shalu Yaldi Shie, Shalu Yaldi Truso, Shalu Yaldi Chlode, Shalu Yaldi Agrome, Shalu Yaldi Iku. So the Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai is explanatory of which posik? Of the posik of Zubachta. In the posik of Zubachta, Shchite of Behime is mentioned. Behime and Chayo, that's Gaso and Dako. Eifes, Shchite of Eifes is not included in the posik of Zubachta. V'horaye, there is one mandoma who says in shchite lof natera. Why? Because where do you have the mokia for shchite? The posik of Zubachta in Rei. In this posik discusses behimo and chayo, gaso dako. Behimo means both gaso dako. If he's not mentioned in that parashi in Rei, that's the reason as to why the Atanoim say in shchite lof natera. That means I say you can share, you can eat an off even without shchita, with nechir b'al. All right, we don't pass like that. So we pass that yes shchita of matera. So the Gemara says at the beginning of the second perik. How do we know that? Not from the parashin rei, but from the posik vayikro. Zeis teres abeim oveoi v'chibei zedovo shifso behim olei elo. Just as behim o shchitos on natzavo. As a Eiv is also Shchitos Natzav. So it's not, so the Shchitos Eiv is deduced from another posik, another parashi. It's not deduced from the parashi in Rei, where the Aloch L'mesh, to which the Aloch L'mesh in Sinai applies. It's deduced from another posik. So Mele, since the Aloch L'mesh in Sinai applies to the posik of Zavachto, and the posik of Zavachto, Shchita Seif is not even mentioned. So Mimele, what is mentioned in the Pasuk of Zavachto? Only Gaso and Dako. So that means that the Shiurim of Shie are determined in terms of Gaso and Dako. Now Eif, in that parashah, the parasha, the halacha Mishnah Sinai of Shia does not apply to the posik of Zister Sabim Avayim. So Mimele, since there is the alphasi, the teif also requires Shrite, so Mimele you understand the halacha Mishnah Sinai that is mentioned in connection with the posik of Zavachto applies to teif too. But we have to apply not its own Shia in terms of all. Because the Shia Shia that is Alochel Mishmi Sinai is explanatory of the posik of Zavachto. And in Zavachto, there is no off mentioned. Only Gas and Dako. So Mimele, the Shia Shia though must be Shia Shia of Gas or Dako. So it's Mistaber that it has the Shia, it is subject to the Shia Shia of Dako, the lesser Shia, not the Shia Shia. Not the shioshia of not the shioshia of gas. All right, there's the shiur sarab. Then he says the yeshemri, the shioshia sof, ki the shchita sreif simen echot biof bili agboye varbot. And he also says ki the shchita sreif simen echot, not the whole simen, but the rov simen. That's like the two, because the Eved, even Rav Simen is enough. So the Shia Shia is determined in terms of what is necessary, what is Me'akev. And only Rav is Me'akev, the whole Simen is not Me'akev. Now, here it says, V'yishemrim the Shia Shias of, Kidei Shchitas Rav Simen Echot Bi'ov V'liak Bo'im Avot. So then you'll see in the Hagoy Sagro that this Yishemrim can represent one of two shittas. Either it represents the shita of Rashi, because Rashi paskens like Rav that behemo le behemo and off the off, and then in respect to the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonah and Rav Chanina, according to Rashi, he's geres v'imeres lahatel ikibinayi. So there is machlekes as to whether we include the preparation element in the period of Shia. And so maybe we pass, Rashi says we pass lechumre according to Rav. So we don't include the preparation element, only the act of shechita itself. And we also pass like Rav, not like Shmuel, also lechumre. So the Mele, so it turns out, according to Rashi, that she or she has said, "Kidei shchitas reif simen echot be'ev b'liak bo'ev avot." That is one thing that the causes that this Yishemrim is really represents the shita of Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's not only by off that the shi or shia is determined in terms of the act of shchita itself, without the element of preparation. Even by behemo, Rashi would say the same thing, because he paskens everything lechumre. He paskens like Rav is against.